Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to our Word of the Week, and we're continuing in our series on the names of Jesus, and we get to the name the Vine from John chapter 15. This name of Jesus is actually pretty easy to trace in the Bible because it comes from this one chapter in the Gospel of John. Very beautiful section, one of my favorite sections of Scripture that portrays for us so eloquently so many of the things that Jesus does for us as our Savior. Today, Christians are faced with several different kinds of questions that often cause them to doubt or question their faith. How do I know I'm a believer? How many works of righteousness or fruits of faith do I need to do for God? How much does Jesus really love me? Those are questions that even Christians today, despite all of the knowledge we have of the Bible and all of the generations of Christians that have come before us, still wrestle with today, probably more than ever in some ways, because of certain hallmarks of American Christianity that place such an emphasis on the fruits that we do for God and for one another. Here in this one section of John chapter 15, and in this one title of Jesus as the Vine, all those questions are answered. It's such a profound section, and yet in God's wisdom and in the Holy Spirit's inspiration, it's delivered to us in such a simple way that a young child can understand it. You know, nobody is confused at the illustration of a vine that bears fruit. I could take a young child outside and ask them about a plant and say, what happens if I chop a branch off of this plant? Will it bear fruit? Will it continue to live? And every child knows the answer, no. You can't separate the branch from the vine and expect the branch to continue to live, much less bear fruit. And so Jesus says, in John chapter 15, if we are not connected to him, if we now as branches are not connected to Jesus as the vine, we will not bear fruit in our lives. And so when I ask myself as a Christian, how do I know that I have Jesus? I can't go back to myself. That's like trying to take the branch and stick it in the ground and expect it to grow on its own. God tells me in his word, I know I'm a Christian because I'm connected to Jesus. And in chapter 15, Jesus goes on to say what else it means to be connected to him. It means that we love him and desire to keep his commandments. It means that we listen to his word and we receive our strength through his word. And most important of all, Jesus tells us it's about the love that he's shown us. Yes, it also comes up in John chapter 15 and verse 13, where Jesus says that famous passage, greater love has no one than this than to lay down his life for his friends. Jesus was talking about what he would do for us in that passage, that he would show the greatest love for us by laying down his life for us. That answers the question for me, how much does Jesus love me? So much that he laid down his life in the greatest form of grace and love that the world has ever seen. And finally, we get to that question that plagues Christian hearts. How many fruits do I need to show? Well, no one can really put a number on how many Christians need to show. God says it's important. God says that we can tell a lot about our faith by the fruits that we show. But here again, it's about the vine, not the branch. God says, don't worry about a number. Don't judge your faith only on the basis of the fruits that you show. Don't make that the priority of your life with God. Stay with Jesus. Make that the priority. Stick with the vine, and you will bear the fruits. Just as you don't have to go outside and tell your apple tree or your raspberry bush to grow fruits, you don't have to command it to do so because it does it naturally. God designed it that way. So likewise, when a sinner is connected to Jesus Christ by faith and receives that life-giving forgiveness through his word, he or she will naturally bear those fruits of faith in their lives. You don't have to sit there and try to command it out of Christians. Jesus will do that for them. That is Jesus as our vine, as the one that we are connected to by faith, and the one that gives us the life-giving blessings, the life-giving nutrients through his word and sacrament. Thanks be to God for that beautiful picture of Jesus Christ as our vine. The confidence that he loves us and cares for us, and that we can bear fruits in his name. The security and the peace that we don't have to look back to ourselves for confidence that we believe in God, but we can trust what God declares for us in his word about his son. Thanks be to God for that gift, that illustration in his word, and for his continued blessings through Jesus, our Savior.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.